Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, Darlene and I share our top 10 favorite game shows. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. All right, TV game shows, we love watching those. And I always watch them with my better half, Darlene. Darlene, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Darlene and I did the, if you remember, did our favorite top 10 Christmas movies in December. And if you haven't heard that, go hear that. Darlene did a great job, and we shared what we thought was our top 10 Christmas movies. This time we're going to share our top 10 game shows. Now, I do want to point out that there's a lot of definitions for game shows. We're doing pretty much mental prowess versus all the physical activities. Like, we're not doing an Amazing Race. We're not doing Survivor and that kind of stuff. This is purely, you know, kind of more or less trivia and luck stuff. Now, I will say, I had a couple concepts that I really, really liked. I did not put on my list. And one of them was The Wall, and the other was Deal or No Deal. And I love the concept of both of those, but if you watched it, over 50% of it was just them talking and talking and talking, and there was no trivia or action going on. And I just got bored to tears. I wouldn't even put them on my list, even though the concept for the game itself was fantastic, I thought. You want to start out with anything before I give you my number 10?
Nope, you go right ahead.
All right, number 10 is an old one. It's had many, many versions of it out, but I always remember Hugh Downs with Concentration. Back in 1958, this come out, and it come out all the way to 1991 with many different hosts. Like I said, Hugh Downs, Bob Clayton, and Ed McMahon were all hosts at one time or another. Now, what I loved about it, was first there was a matching thing. There was a grid up there, a 6x5, I think, grid. And you had to pick two items on the grid and get them to match. And if they matched, they disappeared off the board. You won the prize. And then it revealed part of the board. And when you get the board all done or most of it done, you could see there's like a rebus behind there. And you had to say what the name of the title or slogan or whatever. It was a rebus. You had to figure out to win all your prizes and cash. So that was my number 10, Concentration.
My number 10 was Match Game. I liked the version back when it first came out in 1962. It was Gene Rayburn as the host. There was two teams. I want to say three people on each team, one contestant on the team, and two celebrities. And they had to match one of them to win the round or win the points.
All right. I didn't have that one on my list. You know, that is a nice, fun game show to watch. My number 9 was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Now, this one started in Britain and moved over to the U.S. in 1999, and famously done by Regis Philbin, and it's been done by many other people since, and Meredith Vieira, Terry Crews, Jimmy Kimmel. But I really liked it because it was trivia, and each layer, each tier, it went up in dollar value, and they had hints. They had a 50-50, phone a friend, and poll the audience, and I thought that was a neat little gimmick they did there. But Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I always enjoyed that one.
My number 9 was Family Feud. It started in 1976 with Richard Dawson. There have been many different hosts, with the latest Steve Harvey. This is where they had two families. They polled 100 people, and they took the top anywhere from 3 to 8 answers, and when you matched it, you got the points. And that was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's funny, because I'll go right into my number 8, which is Family Feud also. And I don't, well, let me tell you, this is something to think about. the same game, identical game, with Richard Dawson and Ray Combs and Louis Anderson, Steve Harvey, the same game with all four hosts, but yet when I watch them, I can't watch certain versions of it because I just can't stand the host. Like Richard Dawson is my favorite. He was my favorite, and I could watch those old shows over and over again. But and Steve Harvey's doing a great job. His ratings are fantastic. But I'll tell you a little secret. I don't care for him. I don't know why. There's just something about him I don't like. And because of that, I don't like the game show, this version of it. And it's the same game as Richard Dawson and Louis Anderson did. I guess the only difference is, I wanted to tell you, is the host makes the game show, no matter what game it is. So that was my number eight, also Family Feud.
My number eight was Mental Samurai. Rob Lowe was the host, and it was on TV from 2019 to 2021. The contestant had to answer 10 questions, but he was sitting in a chair that flung him all around and then showed him the question. It was called Ava, and she moved them all around. The questions were mostly common sense, but I'll tell you, I think when people got on there, their brain froze.
Yeah, I think it added a little more stress to them getting thrown around.
And then the person that got the most right would go to the end and try to win the big pot of 100,000, I think it was, if they answered the 10 questions.
Yeah, I think it increased between seasons. All right. My number seven is probably most people's number one, but it's Wheel of Fortune. I love this game. I love watching it. There's no trivia involved. You just try to guess the words. And I will say I'm one of the old people that enjoyed and remember watching Chuck Woolery and Susan Stafford. And then Pat Sajak and Vanna White famously took over. And if you remember, right now they're playing for trips and money and a car. But in the beginning, they had a little showcase with a bunch of stuff out there, and the money they won during the game, they went and got to spend on the prizes sitting there on one of the sets. And I thought that was kind of weird doing that. But one of the ongoing jokes was they had a Dalmatian dog in porcelain or ceramic or something. And finally somebody bought the darn thing just to get rid of it, I think. So that was my number seven, Wheel of Fortune.
My number seven was, was Hollywood Squares. It came out in 1965 with Peter Marshall. This is where Peter Marshall would ask the nine people in the squares a question, and they would come up with an answer, and the contestant had to say whether it was true or false. My favorite star that was in there was Paul Lynde. He just made the show.
He did. He was funny.
Yep.
Yep. He was funny. All right. My number six is The Weakest Link. And that came out in 2001, and it's still going strong. It started with Ann Robinson, and it's now being done by Jane Lynch. And it is hilarious. It's trivia. It's fast trivia. They jokingly insult the contestants. I don't know how they put up with some of that. But I love the concept of that. I enjoy the trivia coming quick like that. So number six, The Weakest Link.
My number six was Name That Tune. It started out as a radio. No, it started out on NBC Radio Network in 1952 until 1954.
Yeah, you're right. It came out on the radio.
Yep. Oh, did it come out on the radio? Okay.
Yes, it did.
And I tell you, when they said that they could name that tune in one note, and they played it on the piano, and they got it right, just blew my mind, because I could say I name it in six notes and I still wouldn't get it right.
Yeah, and if I don't know if any of you realize this, if you remember Kathy Lee Gifford, She used to be on a Today Show, I think, or something every morning. But anyways, she was one of the people on the show that sang some of the music. And, yeah, I remember it was just Kathy Lee then, but, yeah, she was on there then. All right, my number five was, let me see, Darlene's in number eight, Mental Samurai. Don't have a lot to add here. It was quick. It was a weird concept. They sit in this simulator thing and got flown around, and Rob Lowe's a great host. So I don't have too much to add from what Darlene said. But number five, Mental Samurai.
My number five was Jeopardy. I really liked it. It came out in 1964 with Don Pardo, 1984 with Alex Trebek, and that was when I really started watching it. And now with Ken Jennings, it's a really good show. They have Jeopardy where they have to call a certain certain category, which are at the top of the thing. There's six of them, and then they have, well, they used to have 1 to 500, and then 200 to 1,000. Now it's even more than that, and they have to answer the questions, and they get the money for that question.
Oh, yeah, and that goes right into my number four is Jeopardy as well. Only thing I could add to it is if you feel too smart for some of these trivia games, watch Jeopardy, because you're going to sit there and say, oh, I didn't get even half of these questions right. But that's a fun, quick, if you love trivia, this is the one to watch, Jeopardy, my number four.
My number four is The Weakest Link, and Joe's already gone over that. I really enjoy that show.
All right. My number three, matter of fact, we just got done watching the season finale last night, was The Floor. Rob Lowe's the host. It's on Fox. It's only been out for one season. They come out, it's a 9x9 grid. That's 81 squares. And they have 81 contestants, one in each grid. And it's a weird concept. They randomize, they pick one grid, and the person comes up there. And each individual has their own specialty, their own topic that they're an expert in, so they say. And they have to challenge somebody else, and whoever wins gets their grid. So they're little by little, all these individual grids are combining until there's just one grid and they won all the money. And I thought it was a really cool concept. Instead of asking them trivia questions, though, it was a timed effort by throwing pitchers on the screen, and they had to identify the pitcher.
My number three, also The Floor. I really enjoyed that show. I enjoy Rob Lowe as host on the show.
Yeah, Rob Lowe, he's a good host. He is. My number two hasn't been out for a while, but it's One Versus 100. And the late, great Bob Saget, he was the host. He was kind of funny at it. And this was 2006, 2008 he did it. And I think the game show reinvented it for a year or two in 2010. But I thought it was great. There's 100 people. They call them the mob. And the questions go up, and if I remember right, it was multiple choice, A, B, C, and maybe even a D. And they had a couple hints like, let me see, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's what it was. And their hints were poll the mob, where all of them voted for the one they thought, and the contestant could or didn't have to, went with the recommendation. Or they can ask a mob, and they would ask one of them what they thought, and that would give them some kind of help. But it was really a neat concept, and hopefully somebody will come up and redo that again one day. That was my number two, One Versus 100.
My number two was The Wheel of Fortune, which Joe's already gone out. I just think this show's great. Sometimes I can get the puzzles, sometimes I can't.
Yeah, that takes me down to my number one. My number one started in Britain in 2009, and it was against The Beast. Now, if you watch this show, you'll know The Beast shows up in the American version once in a while. It's called The Chase. We got Sarah Haynes as hostess, and she does a wonderful job. She's very pleasant, and she's nice to the contestants. And then they take one person from the back room who these contestants play against. and most of them are winners of Jeopardy. So this tells you there. You have Ken Jennings and James Holzhauser, and the Beast showed up once in a while, and a bunch of people. But it's quick also with the trivia, and that's what I like. But it's a fun watch, and hopefully you got to get a chance to watch it. Even the British version is a lot of fun, to be honest with you. So that was my number one, The Chase.
My number one is The Price is Right. The best one was Bob Barker from 1972 until 2007 when Drew Carey took over. This is where the contestants have to, there's four contestants, they have to call out the price of the item that is being shown, be the closest without going over. Then they get to go up on stage and do some sort of game up there. Some of them games are pretty hard. Some of them are easy, and I can't figure out why the contestants can't figure them out.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's not on my list. I don't care for it. But Darlene religiously watches this every day, and if I'm happening to be in a room, I can't take my eyes off it. It is a fun concept of a game. It really is. There's no trivia involved, really, and maybe that's what turns me off to it. But that's a good pick, Darlene. That's a good pick. Well, that's our top 10 game shows. So let me know what you have that you watched that didn't make our list. And you can email me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And we also have a Facebook group, Playful Pursuit. So go check that out. And we'll be back next week. Maybe I could talk Darlene and do another episode with us. Thank you so much, Darlene, for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for asking.
All right, everybody. Goodbye. Go out and play some games.